Verse number 16. Jesus had asked his disciples that is the follower of Jesus, who do men say that I am? He asked the people, he asked his followers who had intervened, who had been the interface with the public, the general public. He asked them, who do they take him to be? And they said, some say that you are John the Baptist. And others said you are Elijah. And others say that you are Jeremiah. John the Baptist, they said. Elijah, a man that called fire down. Jeremiah, the weeping prophet. They have seen power demonstrated. They have seen compassion manifested. They have seen the uncompromising word of God being declared, the uncompromising kingdom word of God being declared. So in their assumption, they assume Jesus to be one of the three. Beloved, Jesus looked at his disciple. It's good to know what others assumed him to be, but he said, who do you say that I am? Herod has taught in Matthew chapter number 14 that Jesus was John the Baptist, that he has beheaded, who has woken up again. Beloved, but John the Baptist has not performed any miracle. John the Baptist was one who came to prepare the way for the Lord Jesus Christ. He knew his position. They asked him in his lifetime, who are you? He said, I am one that was sent to prepare the way before the Lord. Is one sent to prepare the way. Matthew chapter number 14, verses 1 and 2. He never performed any miracle. Because even many followed Jesus because They saw him performing miracle, and they know that John did no miracle. They believed in him. They believed in Jesus because he was a miracle worker. John 10:41. Beloved, and Jesus himself affirmed John. His lifestyle was different from that of Jesus and his disciples. Because he lived a fasted life. They accused him Jesus of eating with the sinners. And Jesus told them that when John was around, he was fasting, you still complain. They don't know the difference. And when they said he was like Elijah, Elijah was taken to heaven without dying. We saw his departure. We read about his departure. The word of the Lord talked about him. It's in Malachi chapter 4, verse 5. And the discussion of Malachi about the great day of the Lord, he said, behold, I am going to send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and terrible day of the Lord. He will restore the hearts of the fathers to their children and the hearts of the children to their fathers, so that I will not come and smite the land with a curse. And you and I saw 1 Kings chapter number 18. We saw that is exactly the mission of Elijah, and he fulfilled his assignment. So for them to have a misunderstanding of who Christ is, because they look at the physical rather than be taught of who he is by the Lord. Beloved, the word of the Lord said, Jesus said, for the outsiders to have an opinion about who he is, it's at least it's understandable. But who do you say that I am? They have been with him for 3.5 years. And Peter said that thou art Christ, Son of the living God. All those other people, the men that were following Jesus, they are partake of the miracle. They partook of the miracles. They have seen the water turn into wine. They have seen the 5 loaves of bread. Beloved, that God use those little things to minister, to provide for 5,000 people. They have seen the eyes of the blind open. They have seen the madman of Gadara humanity healed. Beloved, they have seen demons being cast out of men, even they might have partook of the same themselves, but that all the miracles, beloved, yet has not made them to know who Christ is. And Jesus asked his disciples, who do men say that I am? Because he said, who do men say that I am? And Peter said, thou art Christ, Son of the living God. Thou art Christ, Son of the living God. And Jesus said, flesh and blood has not revealed this unto you, but it has been revealed to you by my Father who is in heaven. It has been revealed to you by my Father who is in heaven. It's a flesh and blood has not revealed who Christ is to you. But my Father who is in heaven. Beloved, so the revealer of Christ is his Father. It is God. Who will unravel, who will open everyone up to be able to have an understanding of who Christ is. So it's not based on head knowledge. It's not based on assumption. It's not based on what man think, but what the Holy Spirit reveal. What the Holy Spirit, what the Father made known, is said until we come to a revelation of Christ, only little can be done. I want us, that is what this place, this call this morning. There are many people sitting in the pew of the church. Even there are people that are on the pulpit that are yet to know Christ in our churches. Beloved, there are men that are religious folks who does not know who Christ is. You want to say that, but they are preachers. So how would they know? Come with me to the book of John. John chapter number 3, the word of the Lord spoke about a Nicodemus. Nicodemus was a Pharisee, a ruler of the Jews, a one that stood in the pulpit, one that talked about Jesus. Beloved, he came in the nighttime. When his audience were not there, at least he came to Jesus. He said to Jesus, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God. He called him a teacher. For no one can do these miracles that you do except God be with him. Because as a Pharisee, as a teacher, as a ruler himself, as a leader in the body of Christ, he saw Jesus manifesting extraordinary power, performing miracles. So he believed that he's from God. But he was not born again. He believed that the miracles and the wonders are legitimate, but he said, I know you are from God. Beloved, and Jesus said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. when he is old, he cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb. He was an ignorant man. And Jesus began to minister to him. Unless you are born of the Spirit, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God. You can enter into the religious gathering. You can be part of the religious group. You can go and do all the tradition, but there is a need to be born of God in order to be a child of God. Because you just said that Christ is from God, because you saw the wonders that he was performing. That was a ruler. Those are men that have preached about the coming of Jesus. Those are men, beloved, who are committed to their religious duties, but he doesn't know Christ. Therefore, Jesus said, if I be lifted up, church, if I be lifted up, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto myself. No man can come unto me unless the Father draw him. If I be lifted up, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto myself. Talking about his death, his burial, and his resurrection. Moses lifted up a snake in the serpent, in the wilderness. Everybody looks on it. And beloved, they had healing. John 6:44, no one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws them, and I will raise them up on the last day. We are going to pray for the church at large, for prevalence to the body of Christ, to every church represented on this earth. The essence of Christianity is that Christ finds expression in our lives. And if we don't know him, if people go to church and there is no personal connectivity between God and man, they have just gone to mark the register. They have just gone to do the religious thing. Beloved, we are asking God for us. Lord, reveal Christ in every church from prevalence, in every church represented on earth. Men have seen the wonders, but they have not yet know the wonder working God. Men have been active in church, but yet they are to know who Christ is. Therefore, Lord, let the message of the cross be preached in our churches today, that Christ be magnified. Lord, let Christ be magnified. Let Christ be seen. Let Christ be seen. Let Christ be seen in your church today. It's upon the custos here. And the custos also. And the custos here. And every andostos. Ila bambrone gakwasa. And the custos. And the custos here. Ila babakwasa here. Ila brone gakwasa. Esso pronde che quaso si è, esso pronde che custoso osa, illo pronde che custoso si è, istondo do libros arte, ende che custoso si è, ende. of Christ in our church today is soprandege custoso, endege custoso sie, en sopriandoge libruso sie, istondege custoso, en sopriandege custoso sie, istolabangras ate, ike kogogo siato, en sopriandege custoso sie, istondege custoso sie, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, I want us to stand. It was a religious man. He took up the place on the pulpit, but he did not know the God that he was ministering about. Religious, but not Christ-like. Beloved, we are going to say, Lord, today we pull down every veil of religiosity that prevents man from knowing Christ, that stood in the way of man and women receiving Christ as their Lord and their Savior. Lord, we pull down every form of religiosity, every wall of religiosity in the church today. Is soprandege custoso, endege custoso. Illobrondege custoso, istondege custoso, sia, isoprondege custosa, illobrondege custoso, sia, indege custoso, sia, endege che libruso, sia, istondolige quasi arte. Lord, we pull down every veil of religiosity. Let Christ be Lord. Le every na kuasosie istondo go custose esso prondege custosia illa prondege custose endege custososie illa prondege quaso istundege quaso esso prondege custoso illa prendege custososie istondege quasasie. Father, let Christ be king today in our churches. Isopondege custososie, isopronega custososie, istondege calibrusosie, istondogo custoso, isoprendege custososie, isoprondege custososie, illa boprasa arte, illa babacuasasie, isoprondege custososie. Endege custososie, isoprondege custoso, illeprendege custososie, endege quaso, isoprondege custososa, illoprondege custososie, illaprondege custososie, isoprondege custososia, istondolobosiato, endege quasosie, indege kekelibrusosie, endege che libro sosia andale che quaso istondo custazase esso priandega custososie illo bobongro shete indolo bossi ike quasa enda custasosia illo brondege custososie istondege custolo prendege custasasie in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, people have different reasons why they go to church. Some could have gone to church to meet their friends. Beloved, some could have gone to church to make their grandmother that is no longer around happy, because it showed them that going to church is the right thing to do. Beloved, some could have gone to church because they want to see what the church looks like. Some could have gone to church because they have issues. Some could have come to church today because they feel lonely. Some could have come to church because of one reason or the other. But the word of the Lord says, Zion shall be built upon the highest of the mountain and all the nations shall flow into it. So coming all the nations, they don't come already properly cleaned up. They don't come because they have it all sorted. They don't just come because they have come, they have known the Lord. But beloved, the essence of their coming is so that they shall learn to have an encounter with the Lord, and then they learn of him and they go out to call others. So whichever way man has come, nobody goes to the accident and emergency and go back the same way they came, they went there, unless they refuse treatment. Beloved, so whichever way they come, they must encounter Christ. Isaiah chapter number 2, he said, and it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all the nations, all the people shall flow unto it. All the nations shall flow, and many people shall go and say, come ye, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that it would teach us his ways. There are kingdom ways. When we know his ways, then we can walk in his paths. The prime minister cannot teach men the way of the Lord. It is the church. So we are saying to the Lord today, across the nations of the earth, in every place where the name of the Lord is named, Father, in United Kingdom, America, Africa, in Yugoslavia, in Australia, Lord, in Central West Africa, South Africa, Northern Africa, and the Middle East, Lord, let there be an influx of souls to the church, to the body of Christ today. As they come, let them come, Lord, with a heart that is ready to seek you. Lord, create a desire for you in the hearts of men. Create a longing, Lord, for an encounter with you in the hearts of men. Make every church a conducive place for man to engage God, for man to encounter God, for man to experience God, for man to learn of God, for man to yield their life to you. It's upon the Christos Osia. It's upon the Gekwasa. In Gekwasa Sia. Jesus said in Matthew chapter number 28, of verse 18, all power in heaven and on earth has been given unto me. Go and make disciples of all nations. Go and raise all the followers. So we are saying, Father, whichever way they come today, Lord, as they come into the church, let the Spirit of the Lord, Lord, locate them. Let their hearts be yielded. Let somebody be saved today. Let somebody be healed today. Give somebody an encounter with the living Christ, with the manifest Christ, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. It's upon the Anglicanosia, Lord, turn every church where your name is called across the nations of the earth this morning to a place of supernatural encounter with the living God. Is to Ilamongros Atua and Degekwasasie. Paul says, I met a man, whether in the spirit or in the flesh, I do not know. He had an encounter with God on the road to Damascus. The same God who met with him on the way, let that God meet with everyone, even if they left home with a wrong motive. As they journey to church, as they come to church, let them begin to have a change of mind. Give them an encounter on their way to church to experience you today. It's upon the custosos here. Esso priando custosos. Il lobro nega quashete. Ende ge calibru sosie. Ende ge quasosie. Isso pronde ge quaso. Ende ge custosos. Ende ge kilabru zaato. Estando custososie. Isso pronde ge sosia. Estonde ge quasasie. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, precious saints of God, Nicodemus presented a religious front. That's why the word of the Lord said, "Know no man after the flesh." It said, "Man look at the outward appearance." Beloved, but God looks at the earth. No, no man. After the flesh. 2 Corinthians. Chapter number 5, verse 15. He said he died for everyone so that those who receive his new life will no longer live for themselves. He said they will live for Christ, who died and was raised for them. So we stop evaluating others from a human point of view. At one time, we thought of Christ merely from a human point of view. How differently we know him now? This means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone. A new life has begun. Beloved, he appeared before Jesus, saying what anybody would like to hear. But Jesus saw beyond his appearance and he spoke into his spiritual condition and said, unless a man be born again, you cannot enter in the kingdom of heaven. You cannot see the kingdom of heaven. Beloved, this is a church that God is building that is not to raise a crowd that is not kingdom-minded, who are not ready for the kingdom. Beloved, the essence of the church on earth is to prepare a people that will spend their eternity with God, is to raise the sons and the daughters that will be, that have accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Beloved, because Jesus endured the cross, despise the shame for the joy that is set before him. He was waiting for that moment where in his kingdom all his sons and daughters be gathered together in the bosom of the Father. And he sent us the church and Aaron to go and do that. Therefore, we cannot size them up because of the way they appear religious. Because they sing in the choir, because they beat the drums, because they play the guitar. We cannot size men up because they are holding the microphone. We are saying, Father, every blindness, Lord, that has operated in the church, Lord, every wrong perception that has operated in the church that has made us to see people based on assumption. Lord, let it be removed today. Open our eyes so that we can reach all that we ought to reach. Like Jesus reached out to the woman at the well and said, you have made mistake in your past. But all that you really need is to drink of the well of life, is to yoke yourself with Christ. finished your word according to your will, that every minister will minister today, even as your oracle. Paul said, pray for me that utterance be given unto me, that I may speak the word of the Lord boldly. Lord, we ask for utterance today for every man, every woman that you have given the privilege to share Christ. Is upon the gequazo and the gecustosocie and the gequazosie and socia and the culobros art. Pray for me that utterance be given unto me, that I can open my mouth to make known with boldness the mystery of the gospel, of which I'm an ambassador. Therefore, Father, give divine utterance to every man, every woman of God, called by your name, assigned by you, Lord, to minister in the nations of the earth, from any platform on the street, platform even of the pulpit, in any church that has your name on it. Lord, we ask for utterance by your Spirit. Is opendege quaso, is tondege custo socie, endege calibru socie, enda qua socia, is tondego libru socia, osso prondege custo socie, is tondege colibru socie, endege custo soso, esso prundega cucusto soso, endege custo socie. Endege quaso, endege quaso zonde, ilebrendege custo socie, istondogo custo socie, isu indege quaso zie, endege quaso te, ige quaso sombro nega quaso zie, istondogo libru socie, indogo custo socie, ilobrendege quaso. Esso prondege qua socie, li angro socia, istondogo quosiate, ella bacusto socie, endege che libru socie, endige quaso, endege quosiata lebro siate, inge quasasie, endege custo socie, esso prondege quaso, esuata andege quasa. Il brondege custo socie, endege che libri socie, endege quasete, in the mighty name of Jesus. As chapter 2 verse 7, they were completely amazed when they hear ordinary fishermen were speaking in the same Jerusalem. The people have come and gone, they fulfill religious duty. Year upon year, time upon time again, they go to Jerusalem, to the place where the Ark of Covenant is, and they keep going back. But when the Holy Spirit, when the disciples have an encounter with God, beloved, ordinary men begin to speak with extraordinary insight. They begin to speak with divine revelation. The Peters open their mouth and they begin to speak. Utterance was given to them. Beloved, and the word of the Lord said there was an attraction. There was an attraction. Religious men, Jewish, devout Jews from every nation living in Jerusalem. When they heard the loud noise, everyone came running. Beloved, these are men that were religious. It was not their first time of appearing in Jerusalem. But the one that they had make a difference in their life on that day. Beloved, they are the loud noise. Nations came to Zion as the word of the Lord has spoken it. Everyone came running. They were bewildered to hear their own languages being spoken by the believers. They were completely amazed. How can this be? They exclaimed, these people are all from Galilee, and yet we will cause the world to be relevant. You will see yourself. You will hear. So don't think that the pastor is talking about you. Yes, the Holy Spirit is addressing the issue that is hidden from man. But the Spirit of the Lord, who knows all men, must speak concerning your case today in a language that you will understand. Therefore, the word of the Lord begin to list the different nations that were represented. Beloved, what attracts men to Zion is the power of the Holy Spirit. Isaiah prophesied on the day of Pentecost. It happened. So we are saying, Lord, in every church, in every nation, from the Sunday school to the other churches, Lord, let there be a Pentecost encounter, a Pentecost experience in our churches today. Let there be a Pentecost experience. Pour out your Spirit upon our flesh into all of us. Saturate our churches with your presence, with your power. Lord, saturate our churches. Give us a Pentecostal experience, a baptism of the Holy Ghost. Lord, a manifestation of your presence and of your power is to Ilabongrus art, is Tondo Custosia, is Soprande Custosia, is Tula Bongrus Ito, Enge Cucusosia. Beloved, there was supernatural understanding. The disciples were able to articulate the message of the cross in the way that it is relevant to every man. Beloved, and everyone begins to say, what must we do that we must be saved? Jesus was magnified. They say, what must we do? What shall we do? What shall we do? Some thought that they were drunk. And Peter said, it is only 9 a.m. in the morning. Beloved, he said, this is what the prophet has spoken about. It is now fulfilled in your ear. Beloved, I want us to say, Lord, let there be a manifestation, Lord, of every prophetic word that has been spoken concerning the church, concerning Christ, to the, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, is to Ilabondranagasa. Father, walk through the church in every aisle, in every row, from the pulpit to the pew. Let your glory descend. Let your power be made known. Let every man begin to understand the message of the cross. Let man begin to say, what must we do? What must we do? When the Holy Spirit is present, beloved, you will not need to badger men to say, do you want Christ? Beloved, and beloved, they will say, what must we do? What must we do? What must we do to be saved? There will be willingness in the day of his power. His people must be willing. The inner bongros are. These are the days of God's power. In love of Christos, let every soul be willing to make their ways right before God today. In support nega kwasa, in love bro nega kwasa zie, endege Christos, endege kwasa zie, endege kwasa, endege ke Christos zie. In la brondege kwasa, endege kukusosie, endege endokostososa, in la brondege kwasosie, endege kwaso, ishtondolobosi ato, indolobosa hate. Beloved, there are personalities that appear in Zion, but they are spiritually dead. They have been in God for a season, but they have lost the joy of salvation. It has become monotonous. It has become a Sunday ritual to them. But they have no longer that excitement of being a child of the living God. Why? Because there has been defilement and pollution. Therefore, they have lost the desire. Beloved, that is why David will say, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Put your trust in God." And beloved, that is why David will write the Psalm number 51. Beloved, he said, "Restore unto me the joy of my salvation." We are going to lift up the brothers and the sisters who are backslidden. They have worshipped not the Lord, but beloved, they have turned their back unto the Lord. David said, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, or take your Holy Ghost from me. Restore unto me the joy of my salvation, and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me." Beloved, when they are converted, they can convert others. David said, "Then, when you have fixed me, then I will be able to teach transgressors your ways, so that sinners will turn back to you. Deliver me from the guilt of bloodshed. O God, you are my God, the God of my salvation, and my tongue will sing of your righteousness. Open my lips, Lord. Open my lips. Open my lips, Lord, and my mouth will declare your praise." Beloved, because David has committed murder, he has killed Uriah, an innocent man. He has slept with his wife. As long as he did not come clean, beloved, he was living with the guilt. He lost the joy that he experiences in the presence of the Lord. But today we are sent to the Lord. Lord, let every backslider, let every prodigal son come back home. Lord, give them an encounter with you. Purge their hearts, O God, of every filthiness. Forgive their sins. Restore unto them the joy of salvation. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, Lord, create a new spirit, Lord, within them. Restore the lupus osia and nega custos osia. Lord, we open the gates of the church. Let the prodigal come back home. Let there be renewal. Let there be a rejuvenation. Let there be a restoration of their relationship, even with God. In love, custos osia. Restore the legras osia. Father, bring them to an understanding of yourself. Is upon the custos osia. Is on the gelibrus osia. And the gelibrus osia. And the gelibrus osia. And the gequasa. See in the gelibrus osia. And the gelibrus osia. And the gelibrus osia. And the gelibrus osia. And the lebrus osia. Esopron de gekelibru sosie, ende gekwa sosie, ende gekwa sosie, endogo libru sosie, ilopron de gekwa sa, ende gekelibru sosie, ende gekolibru sosie, estondo gusto sosa, ilopako sahate. The word of the Lord says in Psalm 133, "It is good for brethren to gather together in unity, for there the Lord commanded his blessings." When there is unity of the Spirit, we saw the Holy Spirit was able to find expression in Jerusalem on that day in the life of everybody present with the apostles. Beloved, and the word says it is blessed. It is a good thing that we come together in unity of the Spirit. Jesus said, "Father, make them one as we are one." In unity of the Spirit, having the same vision, beloved, standing for the same cause, running the same race, beloved, pressing into God in the same way, laying hold trumpeters and the singers were to make themselves heard with one voice. Beloved, they are to make themselves heard with one voice to praise and to glorify the Lord. And when they lifted up their voice, accompanied by the trumpets and the cymbals and instruments of singing, and when they praised the Lord, saying, "He indeed is good, for his loving kindness is everlasting," then the house, beloved, the house of the Lord was filled with a cloud, so that the priest could not stand to minister because of the cloud. For the glory of the Lord filled the house of the Lord. Beloved, I want us to know that there is blessings. Beloved, when we gather together in unity, beloved, God will be present. And wherever the Lord is present, there will be freedom. Beloved, people cannot go back the same way that they came. Therefore, in every activity today, whether it is in worship, whether you are an instrumentalist, whether those who are in this Sunday school, that our vision will be one that is to glorify God, that the glory of God, the God that inhabits the praises of his people, will manifest itself across the nations of the earth in the body of Christ, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. It's upon the Gekwaza. Lord, let there be spirit of unity, oneness of purpose, oneness of vision, oneness, oh God, in our worship. Lord, oneness in our service. Lord, to glorify God. Lord, manifest your blessing. Manifest your glory. Manifest your power in the mighty name of Jesus. It's upon the Gekalibrus of all. And the Gekalibrus of all. And the Gekwas of all. It's upon the Gekwas of all. And the Gekalibrus of all. It's upon the Gekustos of all. It's also on the Gekalibrus of all. And the Gekalibrus of all. And the Gekwas of all. And the Gekwas of all. And the costosos in Lobro Nega Quasa is Tondolobosa Ate. And the Gequasa and Alobosi Ate. Beloved, when Jesus was post restoration, he appeared with his disciple in a period of 40 days. He was telling them the things that they ought to do, what will happen to them. He opened their eyes, they understand that he is Christ. Beloved, and Mark begins to tell us in verse number 19, verse Mark 16. So then when the Lord Jesus has spoken to them, he was received into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. And they went out and preached everywhere, while the Lord walked with them and confirmed the word by the signs that follows. He performed the word that follows. He performed the word by signs that follow. And they promptly reported all these instructions to Peter and his companions. After that, Jesus himself sent out to them from east to west the sacred and imperishable proclamation of eternal salvation. He walked with them. He walked with them. I want us to say to the Lord, walk with the church today. Walk with us at the Prevalence Church, even network, fulfilling your word. It said, go into the world and preach the gospel. Beloved, to all living creation, whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. And this sign shall follow those who believe. You shall cast out demons. You shall speak with new tongues. They will pick up snakes with their hands. And when they drink deadly poison, it will not hurt them at all. They will place their hands on those sick and they will get well. So when God was making his word good, the sick were made whole. Men were being saved. Men were being delivered. Beloved, poison has no effect in the body. Therefore, this morning, we are saying, Father, Lord, manifest your word. Confirm your every word. Make it all the sick, Lord, delivering the captive in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, let signs and wonders be accompanied every word of God today in the church in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Lord, let every message today be backed up with divine performance. Let the Spirit of truth walk in the heart of men. Bring about, Lord, healing, deliverance, recovery, restoration, releasing men into their divine agenda in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus.
I can see that family
God, we lift up every family in this place, in this nation, beloved, in our churches. Let every believer's family, whether they are single parents, whether they are married families, beloved, I want us to say to the Lord, make us individual family as a role model that will cause every other families around us to be attracted. Daniel and his three men, his three friends, they stood out in Babylon. The king of Babylon, they made their God to be the one to worship. Lord, let my family do you proud. Become an attraction that will make all men from all nations to worship you, to follow you, and to serve you, and to do your will in the mighty name of Jesus. Beloved, I want us to take authority over every spirit of rebellion in the families, where parents will want God, but their kids doesn't. We are saying, Lord, Lord, attract every child in every Christian family unto you, O God, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Lord, we take authority of every rebellious spirit. Lord, we command, let every generation of the youth, Lord, of our children, be attracted to the kingdom of God in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we will not go and leave our children, our son and daughter, in Egypt, in sin, in slavery. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, let there be divine visitation for every child in every home of the believer in this nation, across the nations of the earth. It's upon the questions here, and the calibrus here, and the calibrus here. Beloved, lastly this morning, the word of the Lord says, Habakkuk 2:14. For the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters covers the sea. I want us to speak to the north, to the south, to the eastern part and the western part of United Kingdom. We are going to say, Lord, let we declare that today, as we come to Zion, we command divine encounter, Lord, from the pulpit to the pew, in the mighty name of Jesus, that every soul is prepared to meet with God in Zion, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Lord, as we meet with you, Lord, that you will confirm your word, Lord, with signs and with wonders, following in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, that everyone that appear in Zion will never return even in the same way that they have come, but they will return with your blessing, with the confirmation of the proofs of your word that you manifest even in Zion in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for making us your ambassadors to the nations. Therefore, today, I decree that the knowledge of the glory of God will permeate the earth, even as the prevailers take our places in heralding the message of the cross. Lord, that every family represented in this commission become an instrument in your hand to advance the kingdom of God and to make the place of your feet glorious in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, we lift up our nation before you, our God and our King. Lord, let the knowledge of the glory of Christ permeate the governmental offices. Lord, permeate every family home in this nation. Lord, let the home in this land be receptive to the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let Christ be magnified in our nation today, and let the name of the Lord be glorified. Let the prodigal son, Lord, come to their senses and come back unto Christ in the name of Jesus. As they are returning, restore unto them the joy of salvation in the name of Jesus. Therefore, I declare, no gates of hell shall prevail against the church of the living God today in the mighty name of Jesus. Because God is for us, no man shall be against us. Thank you, Father, for the spirit of joy, for the spirit of rejoicing that is available in the presence of the Lord. For in the presence of the Lord, there is fullness of joy. At your right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. We celebrate you, our God, and we welcome you in every church where your name is called this morning. Blessed be your name, our God and our King, because we have prayed in Jesus' name. Now unto you, the eternal rock of ages, my Lord and my King, my Master and my Maker, the one that gives him the privileged position to serve him as I serve his people, as I serve the body of Christ, as I serve this nation. Lord, I want to thank you, for you are the one that performed the word that you have spoken unto your servant and execute your word unto your messenger. I rejoice in you, O God, for the great things that you will do today to the glory and honor of your holy name. Thank you, our God, for you will yet perform to perfection every petition and every supplication and every decree that is made in your hearing this morning. And you will do it in exceeding and great measure that surpasses our expectation and our imagination, because you are God forevermore. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen.